Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Podcast.
Better boss, burgundy sables, ride purple label, burst in the stable. Shouts out to 38, burnt the potato. You know my work, this ain't that same old, same old. My DNA was close to Sango. To stay afloat, I bet my favorite raincoat. This made a sway ho, I was made to persuade hoes. These ain't the days of old, I spray you then hossa. La Wingo, what's a hossa? That's a pig that's not flying straight, so
straight, so
I hold a waist for you in San Diego. Don't go Plaxico, your own fat toe. Now you a saint, said you was trained to go. Don't hang your head low, brother, pain is growth. How could I still be getting better? I display but won't. I know some haters don't promote, but some say I'm...
What is up, my niggas? This is fucking Dirty Water. Episode 82. I'm Moses.
Lex.
You're already.
How y'all feeling today?
What's up, Moses?
I'm feeling good.
How you doing today, brother? How you feeling today, bro?
I'm feeling good, man.
I like the energy good. You got going on
feeling
over there.
Feeling real good. Feeling real smooth. You know what I'm saying? Want something different. Kind of like it.
I'm chilling. Listen, I woke up this morning. I ain't got nothing to complain about, man. Rest in peace to the ones that couldn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, OG. Fuck cancer. Rest in peace, Marco. You already know. What's Marco. Up, Dave? How you feeling, Dave?
Yeah, how you feeling, Dave?
I'm here.
Say you here?
Yep.
Some people ain't here.
Right to your, right to the left of you, my man.
Some people ain't here.
Who ain't here?
You know what I'm saying? That I got a crazy question for you.
Oh shit! Hey, shout out to CJ.
Oh yeah, yeah. The Hulk ain't here. That's it.
Yeah, CJ.
Shout out to CJ.
Shout out to CJ. Tell me what you and CJ.
CJ, a hardworking man. Shout out to CJ.
Yeah, man, he hardworking.
Man, I've been working. I've been working out with CJ, man.
And he ugly.
That motherfucker ugly as hell. But I've been working out with this motherfucker, man. Yeah. It's been my first week. Man, this nigga done worked out every muscle in my body. Pause.
I'm serious, man. Pause.
I had to throw that in there. You know how niggas is, man.
Okay. CJ worked you out, man.
He gave you the workout. CJ gave you the workout plan.
Bro, you know CJ should be trying to be the big bodybuilder motherfucker. Yeah. I told the nigga, I was like, listen, bro, I couldn't work out with you, you know what I mean? Because that's some shit I need to get part of my life.
Picking up engines,
you know what I mean?
I would too.
I want to eat right, so I need to, you know, keep everything going, right? So I'm like, but dog, I'm not trying to get big. I just want to be able to keep a motherfucker off of me. That's it. You know what I mean? Like a little razzle dazzle, a little tussle. You know what I mean? Fuck that.
Muscle behind.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
You was crying like a little bitch.
I didn't cry.
Can I get some water?
It was difficult. It was difficult for me to go upstairs.
Get him some milk.
Like, my ass muscles were hurting when I sit down.
All right, please refrain from talking about your ass muscles.
Oh, I'm
you
should
have had
you and CJ was working out and your ass muscles was hurting.
Yeah. Come on, man. I'm just saying all the different
I'm not gonna go in.
All the stretches and everything we had to do, man.
My ass.
You some Yo, relax, milk. Dave.
You should have drunk some muscle milk.
Oh my God!
Nigga didn't say nothing about legs.
CJ got legs
or arms.
Yo, y'all better relax.
Yeah, Moses. CJ got him doing squats.
Yeah, he didn't say. He didn't didn't say nothing about fucking legs, arms.
He got my ass hurt. Because my ass must hurt.
I was getting to the arms and shit, my triceps. Like this nigga was saying shit, everything, man. I couldn't even scratch the back of my head, man. I couldn't lift my arm up. Like, man, it's crazy, man. Hold on. Y'all better, first of all, y'all better fucking relax. I'm working out now. That's a lot of grass outside. We could fight. I'm just letting y'all know right now.
I'm just saying,
I'm working like, out and I'm ready to fight. I'm letting y'all niggas know.
It's kind of funny because you said,
fuck about that. I got guns.
I can't put my legs up and my arms in the back of my head. What you got to do? I gotta put my legs up.
My legs.
Yo,
stop it.
Let's go outside real quick.
Stop it. Yo, ain't that the worst though? Because look, I'm over here looking in the mirror thinking I'm getting cut now.
I'm proud of you.
Ain't that the worst? Ain't that what niggas do when they first start working out?
I'm proud of you. You
know, trying to see how fast the progress
gonna
come. You're
not looking in the mirror at your cut. You looking in the mirror like. You looking in the mirror like, what's that? The Rock. When he was in that movie, he kept looking in the mirror and smacking himself.
That's
what I feel like, let's do him. I'm looking kind of muscly. Smack up. Looking kind of good.
What's the name of that? Be Cool.
Yeah, Be
that
Cool.
Be Cool, yeah. Oh, the Rock was gay, by the way. That's what he's getting at.
Oh, wow. That's where we going. That's what, no. That's how you want to. And shout out my wife. She in here.
I said, look in the mirror.
Fuck all that gay shit. Y'all want to throw this way. My wife is in here.
Yeah, that don't mean shit.
Oh, wow.
Said, you
oh,
know
wow.
That don't mean nothing.
Oh, wow.
Like, get it straight.
Hit me with the download shit now. I said,
you look in the mirror. Dave said the other
I was
shit.
Just, I'm just looking for my progress.
I'm trying to save you. I don't want to go
I was looking
hard.
For my progress, man.
Anyways, nigga.
Anyways, what?
That coke ain't coming back. He's about to choke her out. Give
like, my coke.
Moses guy was watching some low budget movies.
Nah, yeah, what man. Is this? Tubi?
Nah, don't worry.
Tubby?
I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Nah, you don't know.
It's a black movie. I'm supporting it.
Hmm? But it's free.
Yeah, I'm
You're
supporting
stealing.
When you're stealing? I'm promoting.
Hey,
it's promotion here.
I gotta talk about Be Rich a little bit.
What happened?
Who?
Our first engineer. Remember back in the day when we first started this podcast?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
did the
right,
first three right. episodes for us.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Well, he didn't like episode four.
He was all right.
From my understanding, he didn't like episode
four. He didn't like episode four.
Yeah.
We had 82 right. now.
Listen.
What was 82?
I heard some things.
I can't remember.
Huh? I liked him because he looked like Murphy Lee. He had the Murphy Lee swag.
What?
So I like it. So I didn't have no problem with him. That Murphy Lee.
That means his swag was non-existent.
Oh shit.
What was it? What was his problem?
He didn't problem? Like some of the things we had said.
What we say?
What we say? Go back and listen. You know what you said. You said a few things, Moses. You did throw up in his yard.
Tell him I'm sorry about.
Some to the nature like he's gonna say some things to me whenever he sees me. I don't give a fuck. Cool. We can have that conversation. I just ain't like how he's going around saying it to people when you clearly have my phone number. Ain't that the fucking worst? People always got something to say, but they can't call you about it.
Yeah, he could call. Maybe trying.
Maybe
to
he was
you.
Mad that I didn't call him about it, and we just got on the podcast and started talking. Got to kind of look at how other people feel, too, or why they're feeling some type of way. I'm sick of you sensitive-ass niggas. I ain't going to lie, man. Like I am. Everybody's sensitive. Mm. You feel some type of way? Hey, bro, you do music. Diss me or something. I don't know. Like, I didn't think I said anything that was
wasn't
the truth.
What you want him to put out a diss record?
I don't care what he does.
Give him some balls.
I just want him to give his feelings out. Like, I don't, what's going on?
So you want that Murphy Lee beef?
I'm not worried about none of that.
You got some bars for him, Burner?
Yeah.
No.
Give him some bars. I put an instrumental on right now.
But if he diss me, I'm going to diss back. You know that.
When I see him getting the burner. Ain't talk about the stove.
People
what?
Just don't like, nah, no. Real shit though, real
keep going.
Shit.
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Keep going.
Huh? You ain't ready. Mixtape come out.
Now
what?
Now he gonna diss you.
Don't put me on the mic. I don't think you want that.
Man, shout out to Be Rich, man. I don't understand what the problem is, man. Call me, man. It ain't no beef. We was cracking jokes, even though it's just that the jokes were the truth. That's just what it is.
He did an episode. You know what
I mean? We didn't lie.
So like, I support him on that. He did an episode, but you know what you did.
I just want to continue.
You know
to
what
do
you
music.
Did. You know what you didn't do, nigga.
Yeah, right. You wasn't mixing the podcast, bro.
I'm not saying no more. I'm not putting no more energy in that.
Okay. Okay. That's how you feel, Moses.
What's his rap name?
Yeah, what he rap about?
I think Be Rich.
Okay.
What he rap about?
He make beats. He do all that. Like, keep going, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
everybody, go check out.
Please.
That nigga music, man.
It's the homie, man.
What is his music consist of?
Whatever he wants to rap about, bro.
Okay.
Your guess is better than mine. Let's move on. I hope he a better rapper than fucking engineer, that's for sure.
Well, the thing about it, he's definitely talented there. He can rap. Okay. I give him that. He can definitely rap.
Well, he need to get somebody else.
He just need to put it out.
He need to
put
get
the shit out.
He need to get somebody else to clear his music up because he can't do that well.
You know, he ain't mixing it. He don't need to mix it.
Now he don't do mixing. He should have told us that 80 some episodes.
It was about 2018.
God bless him.
Start up. Felt like I was in a ship. Too many buttons.
But he did help out, though. Shout out to him.
For sure. For sure.
And wish him luck. You know what
he
mean?
Did our three episodes.
Holla at us. You come on the, you get on the episode, you talk, speak your piece.
Yeah, we got our own studio now, nigga. Pull up.
We'll call. We call you.
I've been watching Sopranos lately. Have y'all seen Sopranos?
Yeah, I've been watching Sopranos.
I watched it back in the day, too, but I fell out of it back then. And now I'm older. I want to kind of understand it more. Them motherfuckers does not care about black people. Mm-mm.
True.
It's craziness.
They ain't care about nobody but the family, nigga.
That was the whole point. And I noticed that, too, when it came to a white person.
White person, yeah, Jews, it didn't matter. They ain't fuck with nobody.
Yeah,
it's
it didn't
about
matter. Like,
the thing is,
Jews?
Like, yeah, I just said that.
The man. Thing I feel like.
Pootie Tang?
Fuck you, Dave.
When mafia people talk, you know what I'm saying? The reason people always be like, I want to be like the mafia, I want to be in the mafia. Because they hold their family down. That shit's tight. You know what I'm saying? No matter what they go through, they still look like that family. And insides, you know, you be like, what the fuck? I never know that shit happened. But you know what I'm saying? They keep the shit tight.
So. Moses, I don't know what you got on this TV, but Shorty is thick. That's all I want to say.
He on that Tubi shit. What is this? What's this movie called? Turnt? Some shit like that? I don't know what Moses be doing in the studio, man. I don't know what you're doing in the studio.
Get on your fucking job. This is for, so she can watch. Okay?
Shorty is thinking.
Tyler in the back of your head, so.
My wife watching this shit. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She said, damn, Shorty thick.
Yeah, this nigga Benzino was in the movie.
Yeah, Benzino.
Shorty is as thick as Benzino's neck. Look at him.
Jesus Christ.
What is going on?
Jesus Christ.
Stop talking about Benzino.
Oh, man. Cut this shit off. All right, go ahead, man.
He can't even wear a fucking collared shirt. I don't even know where it ends at.
I was wondering.
Where do the starting window end?
I was wondering if the mob bosses were still kissing on the same cheek during this COVID shit.
Shit, man, I don't even know if there's too many bosses left.
They was kissing the same cheek. Seven different niggas.
I don't think about mob bosses.
I don't either, but after watching Sopranos, you know, I was like, I'm just noticing little certain shit.
I don't kick up my feet and be like, I wonder what the mob boss is, how they kissing.
That might be a little hazardous now.
Yeah, they probably just like air kissing.
Air kissing.
You know what I'm saying?
That like, air
from
kissing?
Afar, yeah. Don't kiss me, nigga. Don't fucking air kiss me. Don't real kiss me. That's not what I'm into.
Nah.
I will fucking punch you.
First of all, a lot of them niggas is old now. They actually be in the house. I mean, it's COVID out here.
Yeah, they mobbing out here.
COVID. Sick of little COVID in them.
Yo, let me ask you something, though, for real.
What's up, Moses?
A little COVID in them.
You know what I'm saying? When somebody killed somebody, they had them nightmares. Bust that gun, and you know what I'm saying? Might see that first body.
Something you want
flipping out?
Something you want to tell us?
I sleep good when I kill a pussy. I'll tell you that.
You still think?
No nightmares.
You still having nightmares? It's good. I did it on the face.
That's the last thing I killed. But from what I heard,
I put it in the ear so she can hear me coming.
I don't know.
From what I heard,
why'd they kill him?
I've worked with some people in the military, and they do say they have a little bit of PTSD after the first person they killed and stuff like that. So,
well, I could see that because of them going into war and just they probably feeling like they're killing innocent lives. But what if you had somebody that did something to you and you killed them? You think you'd have nightmares about that?
Possible.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think it.
Did they deserve to get killed?
Any chance with a gun, anytime you kill somebody, you feel like you're going to feel some type of
way. Well, you ain't got, you can stab him.
You know what I'm saying? Most of the people are just cold hearted. Everybody's not the same. Most niggas don't give a fuck. But the most people I know always say, like, they have little nightmares or they think about.
Oh, so you know a lot of killers, huh?
Huh?
You know a lot of
killers. Don't worry about it. No, how many killers you know? You can tell us.
Huh?
How many killers you know?
I'm not telling these niggas how many killers I know.
Murderers.
Huh?
Who the murderers?
I ain't telling shit.
Oh, my bad.
They'll find out when shit pop off.
Oh, I bet.
The fuck?
So I'm gonna be nice to you. I ain't got time.
They gonna find out. Looking stupid.
I don't know. I feel like I said, I think, you know, if they had a reason to kill him, I don't think that they would have nightmares about it.
Like, they be tripped. I mean, look at the army people. Like Dave said, even though they're doing the thing, like, even though they're killing people, they might have that. You know what I'm saying? Especially kids coming out with bombs. That shit could fuck you up, bro.
Have you seen somebody actually die?
You seen a dead body?
Yeah.
A dead body.
Yeah.
A dead body. I'm just saying actually die.
Like it happened in the action. Yeah,
take their last breath.
The yellow tape.
Yeah.
You see
I don't
want to
expound on it, but yeah.
You seen the corner.
Right. I think it might be a little different when you actually take somebody's life. You know what I mean? When you sitting there looking in somebody's eyes or you're looking at somebody and you see their body drop, whether they deserved it or not, it's going to affect you somehow. You know what I mean?
That last part of somebody's life, man, you looking at them, you know what I'm saying? Because you looking at them.
Pedophiles deserve it.
Huh?
Pedophiles deserve it.
Well, that ain't the question about who deserved
it.
Oh,
my bad.
You know what I mean?
That's another, like, say if somebody did kill a pedophile, they still might have a little nightmares, but be fucked up. Just a situation.
Mm.
Even though that nigga deserve it.
Mm.
It's like, if you gonna do that, you gonna do some crude shit. I'm talking about get a knife, gut throat, like Rambo.
I'm pretty sure it would affect me just because I've seen people on their deathbed and I can still see their faces when, you know, when shit get rough.
Yeah.
When I think about them. You know what I mean? You kind of go back to the last images you see of people.
Yeah.
And if that's what you see, you know, the last image you see them on their deathbed, then sometimes that image pops up a lot. Mm.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that can affect a lot of people.
Yeah, you know I mean? I would agree with that, man. I'd agree with it.
I think so. I really feel like they do have people, you know what I'm saying, that folks with them, no matter what. Everybody be like, oh, I'm hard, but... Or something, man. I done seen some niggas act funny. You know what I'm saying? And hit something and act funny. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Nothing, man. Oh, I already know. I already know. Don't even worry about it.
Y'all ready for Kiss and Fab versus?
You know what?
By the time this come out, it's already done happened.
That's
going to
be nice. Kind of waiting on that.
I think this is going to be my favorite one.
It's going to be nice.
I think this is really going to be my favorite one because I love both of them.
I like it because, the people they put up with, they be homies, and they still got good music. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no diss. It's just all love. You know what I'm saying? It's
and they
just,
both had that longevity.
Yeah. But I'm just wondering what they put out. They got so many hits, bro. Like,
who you think gonna pull it off, though?
I'm not saying. I like both of them, so I ain't.
Yeah, I just want to see it. It depends on it. It's going to depend. I'm riding with Kiss because I'm a little biased or whatever. Kiss been my favorite rapper since forever, but I fucks with Fab too. The Fab is in my top five. If he not in the five, he's number six.
Man, I'm fucking with that shit. I mean? Like,
so
Jot Skill and Erykah Badu. I fuck with both of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was good.
It's going to depend on how the records play. That's all. Mm-hmm. It's going to depend. But it's going to be a good night, though.
I'm rolling with Kiss.
I'm going to be wearing my Timbs. I'm going to have my fucking do-rag on with the cape out. I might have a wife beat on.
That's going to be nice.
Sipping some yak or something.
Yep, definitely going to have some yak. I gotta ask him, yeah. I feel like Kiss is gonna pull it out because he's gonna be able to pull it.
I might
from
even
the
go
locks.
Buy some Dutches. I might even go buy Dutches just for the occasion. God. Just for the occasion. A nice Palmer.
You know what I like about it too? You'll hear some songs that you ain't heard before or
Nah, you're gonna hear songs you heard. Or maybe
I mean,
you.
Yeah, maybe. But
you're gonna hear exactly what you wanna hear in this one.
But see,
me personally, maybe you.
Fan. Like that's what I'm saying. You're a true fan, so when you listen to it, you know the songs. Me, I'll be like, oh shit, I didn't know that.
You might have forgot about it.
Yeah. So
he gonna Kiss come pulling with some.
And that's what I'm saying.
Kiss got shit with Biggie.
Like, Kiss never been lame. But let's say this. Kiss never been lame and Fabulous never been lame on the track, so.
Oh nah, they always every
Both
time.
Both of them came a long way, so I'll fuck
They with. Got great features, but see, I think Fab would kinda get Kiss a little bit when it comes to the R&B, you know what I mean, features and doing the girl records. Cause you know, Fab was always on that. Not saying Kiss don't got those in the tuck, cause he got those in the tuck too. Shit, he got shit with Mariah Carey. But Fab made a whole lot more of those.
Mariah Carey's got money, man.
I think Fab got a few more than Kiss on those. But Kiss gonna go, but he can go wherever with it, man.
It's all about controlling the room. Fab plays some soft shit. Kiss come with some hard shit. That's way harder than that soft shit. And
right.
All that shit gotta go out the window.
Nah, man. Fabulous had that song with Neil. You Made Me Better. That was hard.
That's hard.
That's hard.
That was a hard track.
I don't know what Kiss going
to
do.
That made niggas want to get a relationship. You Made Me Better.
I think if Kiss made, if he played that
she
shit.
She could play that Mariah shit, You Make Me Wanna.
I like Fab shit better. I'm giving that point to Fab. I was just about to say that. I'm giving that point to Fab.
Got you. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Got you.
Won't Jada Kiss in Fantasy too?
Fab going to do when Kiss play fucking Benjamins.
With Mariah Carey, Fantasy.
Fantasy.
The remix.
Ooh.
Yeah, he was on one of them remixes.
Okay.
They was on some remix shit back in the day. You don't remember the video?
Yeah. That nigga not playing that though.
He probably play that. He could play it. He could pull it out.
That was a hot track.
Yeah, that shit hard, Dave. He could pull that.
In the helicopter.
It's
with the gold suits on.
It's some other shit.
With the gold suits.
That's exactly what they had on.
New York wearing gold suits.
It was shiny than motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh yeah. One thing I think might hurt
Sal.
One thing that might hurt Kiss when it comes to that all those girl records is Fab got girl records of his own, and Kiss got.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
you know I mean
he got more.
No, I'm just saying Kiss is. Girl records. Most of Kiss's girl records are features, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, gotcha, yeah.
And Fab
got more.
Fab records, right.
Who got more?
Fab got more girl records. Kiss got, he right behind him, though. Features, as far as features. As
Fab
far as
got
features.
More.
But Fab got more of his own, though. But it's going to be a good night. Check it out. Well, y'all going to see it.
Yeah. I'm pulling for Kiss.
Like always.
I ride for New York, so it don't matter who it is.
It's going to be fire regardless.
So. I'm going with both of them. Fuck what you talking about.
I got a question for y'all.
Okay.
if y'all out here fighting and shit.
Tape had to clear his voice.
Bullshit.
Y'all out here getting a fight, getting a tussle. Is grabbing hair off limits?
Huh?
Is grabbing hair off limits during a fight?
If I'm losing, nigga, what? If I'm losing, nigga, you about to get all this work. I'm reaching for anything I can grab.
I
got to
wrap my shit up for stuff.
Nah, nigga, you at a bar with your dress hanging and you getting into a scrap. Nah, is it wrong for them to grab your shit, Moses?
I'm going
to
fucking tear that nigga arm the fuck up.
I feel you.
Don't grab my fucking hair, you bitch.
Why you got to be
That's
a bitch?
That's a bitch move. You a bitch.
Why is that a bitch move?
It's a bitch move.
No. He didn't tell you to grow them shits.
I don't give a fuck. You grabbing hair?
I'm here to win.
When you grab hair.
I'm fucking here to win, bro.
When you grab the hair.
Call it what you want.
When you grab the hair.
Hey, listen.
You got some little tendencies.
Nah, listen.
You got little tendencies.
First of all.
I never seen nobody grab the hair.
If I have to.
Nobody gonna grab it. You get smacked in the back of the head.
Nah, listen.
I'll punch you and smack the back of your head.
Peep game. I'm here to win this fight. I don't give a fuck how hurt you are after the fact. I don't give a fuck what's going on in your life because you obviously not giving a fuck what's going on in my life. And you probably shouldn't have been bothering me no way. That's the reason why I'm fighting. Somebody's bothering me. If I gotta grab your shit and beat your ass with my other hand, it's going down. And a lot of fights ended up in tussles anyway. So niggas is grabbing this shit anyways. Yo, I'm grabbing here and I'm beating ass. I don't care. I'm not here. I'm here to win.
Let me get this straight.
I'm here to win.
I knew a nigga that fought a nigga with dreads. And he said he grabbed him. But when he grabbed him, he let him square up. Well, this is after he done fell down.
My intention.
Then he grabbed his. This is what I'm saying.
That's
this
not
what
my
I'm saying.
First. My first go-to is when
saying.
I'm
Hold
saying.
Hold on, let
though.
Me finish.
Let me say that though. That's
let
not
me
the,
finish.
My go-to.
After he whooped him and he fell, he grabbed his dress and was like, nigga, like through to the face. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I'm here to win.
Do that then, but I'm saying let the nigga have a fair chance.
My intention is not to grab the hair, but I mean, if it lead to that, that's just what the fuck it is. Like, I'm not, like I said, I'm not here to care about your well-being after this. Like, because you're going to beat my ass.
I ain't going
to
lie. Some niggas, like, some niggas I give a fair fight. Some I don't. I'm not going to lie.
What's a fucking fair fight? Ain't shit fair out here no way.
Nah, I mean, you can square up with a nigga.
I'm with that.
You start grabbing extra shit. Yeah,
I'm with, but I'm saying, like I said, that's not my intentions at first. But if it got a lead to that, I'm for it. I'm here to win, and I'm here to go home. I'm not here to get, and I don't like to get hit.
Yeah,
I'm not here to get my ass whooped. Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
I feel you. Yeah. Okay. Moral of the story is
he likes skin. That's one.
There you go.
Light skin niggas don't like to get hit. So,
moral of the story: desperate times calls for desperate measures, nigga.
Yeah, hey, by any means necessary.
I'm light skinned. Don't hit me. What the fuck? Sign this contract.
I bruise easily.
Sign this contract.
Oh, I'm bruising.
Hey, you want a fair fight? Then okay, let's put the gloves on.
Black and blue.
Like, how about that? If I'm at a bar or some shit, I ain't got time for it. Fuck that. I'm picking up a bottle and beating your ass with it.
At the bar, man.
Like, straight up. I'm here to win and go
to
home,
fight,
bro.
Like, I've seen some girls fight thugged out, throw the bottles, shorty face all fucked up. So
it is what it is, man.
Strip clubs. Stay out of them. Get you in trouble.
Shout out to the strippers.
No. Yeah, babies with them. Leave them alone. You're gonna have a baby with him. Don't even think about it. Especially when he's young.
You like strippers.
Let's move on.
Pervert. Does hip hop has influence on everything, I think?
What you mean, like influence throughout the world, pretty much?
Yeah, nigga, we the shit.
Black, you see hip hop in commercials, you see hip hop in
Black culture, period.
Everything,
nigga,
but like,
where is
our credit and where is the money going to? Using our shit, but where's the money? Using the artist, but where's the money going to? You know what I'm saying?
To the motherfuckers that don't own their shit. Whoever owns their shit is where the money is going to.
And the crazy thing is, like, rock and roll and country can last long, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't feel like they popping this more.
Well, they stick together, too.
And if you see, country will bust the hip-hop move, too. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time.
I think hip-hop is the biggest influence, at least throughout this country. But, I mean, I want to say out throughout the world. Shit is everywhere. Yeah. Shit is everywhere. Everybody want to nod their head when they hear a nice beat.
Yeah,
with
so
some
many
bass.
MCs across the world, like, trying to make it.
Yeah, you know kicking a snare.
Yeah.
Put a little piano in and some guitar, some shit. You know what
I think
I mean?
It might be the most popular right now, but as far as longevity, we failing in that.
You think we lack that, Dave?
Yeah. Longevity. Well, not only because we the youngest kind of genre out there, but because our older artists don't make as much money as the older artists in other genres.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like rock, and them niggas are still making
bank. That's what I'm saying. In hip hop, like, you never see them keep going on unless you was like Run DMC or something.
They got to go overseas, and, you know, they got to do smaller. They're not doing as bigger venues as the rest of the, you know what I mean? But either way, we still the shit. We still make shit cool.
Pop Smoke was doing his thing.
You know what I mean?
He was going overseas doing.
No, I'm saying the older people mostly go overseas to make their money. They don't really have bigger venues in state, you know what I mean, in the United States. So they got to go outsource and make all that money. Everybody make money overseas. It's because they fuck when they, you know,
overseas
they fuck with.
Overseas is the best money, though. Don't you agree?
Yeah, they fuck. Well, don't you agree? I don't know, nigga. I ain't got that money.
Every
yet.
Time, like, you see.
But yeah.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
You see the artists, what they say. They're like, overseas
they
money
overseas.
Is where it's at. Yeah, even the basketball players, sometimes they don't play over here.
Yeah,
they overseas.
I wonder how that taxes is for it, though.
They fuck cocaine. With America. They fuck with American culture.
I wonder how bad the taxes is when they bring the money back.
Huh?
It's got to be a tax on it when they bring their bread back.
Oh, yeah. They tax them.
Man, listen. They figure out a way to make it work.
Tax them like Ivan Iverson.
Nah, yeah. Hip-hop definitely takes over. I see it lasting. I look at it as a young man.
Hip-hop is in sports.
Yeah.
Every sport.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
Like, it's even in
podcasting.
Kids shows. It's in kids shows and everything. Like, you don't really hear no country. You know what I'm saying? Like, where is that at?
The kids is
so
the reason why hip-hop is surviving
thing, like,
so much now.
Why can't we last, though? Why can't we last over a generation?
No, it's going to last.
We got enough hits. Like, you know what I'm saying? Throughout these people that we know in the hip-hop industry, they got enough hits that they can go for a long time. But why? Niggas don't, like, man, these niggas old.
And we don't support older artists too. You know what I mean? It's kind of, you know what I mean?
I think we should start
out with the old and with the new type shit.
Right.
We
brush they want the young kids.
Yeah. But the thing is, I think they should do it all. Like a little big ass concert, have the young and the old.
You can't do
that. They do that. That's what festivals is for.
Right.
And you know what I mean? Festivals
need, like,
do that. Yeah.
More festivals, but like, I'm talking about.
We can't get no concerts right now, though.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll be all right. We the shit, man. Let's move on, man. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I wanted to ask y'all, do y'all feel like y'all got road rage?
Road rage?
Yeah. You don't got road rage?
No.
That shit don't piss you off? Somebody cut you off?
I'm from New York, nigga. We cut people off regularly, like for nothing. You got to drive aggressive. If you
New
get
York
cut off and you get, crazy. I mean, you know what I mean? You like, not unless it's cut me off, almost hit my car. Like, I'm going to cut you off because I got somewhere to be. And you out here driving stupid, move, nigga.
Scoop. Well, if you cut somebody off and they pull up beside you, rolling the window down, flicking you off and yelling at you, what you gonna do?
I don't give a fuck. You're not gonna do nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not gonna do nothing. You just yelling. you raising your blood
you're
pressure.
You yelling.
Yeah, you raising your blood pressure. I got Griselda bumping. What are you talking about? I can't even hear you.
With a firearm.
With a fire on.
Niggas is yo.
Just look at him.
Shut up.
That's all you do is just look at him and keep on going. Let's just start popping off.
I didn't think I had road rage, but I had road rage one day. And I was like.
Ain't even that serious.
Yeah, that's how I took it, Dave. I was like, yeah, you know what? It's not that serious. I'm going to let you fly. It's cool. Don't worry about it. I'm in my little, you know, ain't bothering nobody. But you was in the way.
And I be high. I ain't got.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah, shut up. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he was listening to G Unit.
I wasn't listening to G Unit. Yo,
G Unit.
What's crazy is, yo, usually when I ride around, I don't be having no music playing.
Yeah.
I'll be riding in silence thinking.
Yeah, you ready to fire off?
Yeah, relax.
I think enough.
I'm trying to hear everything.
Oh, I forgot to
be counting his breaths and shit.
Yeah.
One, two,
three. Be easy.
Nigga, you need therapy.
It's funny you said that because I got this on here, the list too.
yeah, man.
I need
I'm a better podcaster than you thought. I
fuck
know what's
you,
on
Dave.
The fucking
relax.
List.
Relax, Dave.
Yeah, get to it, nigga.
I meant to ask you earlier when I like I said,
I
been
know.
Watching fucking Sopranos.
Exactly.
And shit. Shut the fuck
get
up.
Get to it.
Y'all think it's good to talk to a therapist?
I think it's cool to talk to whoever the fuck you want to talk to.
Yeah.
If it's gonna, you know, get that stress out of you, fucking get that stress out of you, dogs. I don't give a
sometimes,
fuck who you talk to.
I ain't trying to be funny. Sometimes you ain't got that friend to talk to. You know, if you had like a solid friend that could look at both parts instead of just one part, then you might can work out. But if you ain't got that friend to look at both parts, you probably need a therapist. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't know you. So I feel like they're going to tell you the truth.
Dave don't even be realizing. He be my therapist. Mm-hmm.
Therapy is just for somebody that...
I'm not your therapist neither. Fuck you.
The podcast is not my therapy.
I'm not talking about...
I don't see you as much as Dave.
Some people just need to talk to people that, you know, that's not going to judge them. Right. You know what I mean?
What'd you say, Dave? I'm sorry.
I said therapy is just pretty much talking to somebody that's not going to judge you. That's going to at least try to help you see, I guess, maybe a bigger picture. I don't know. I'm not a fucking therapist. So I don't know.
Well, you are, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're not judging sides. You know what I'm saying? They listen to both parts. So sometimes you need that. That's why I said, like,
if you if it's only one person in the therapy section, there ain't no both parts, nigga. What the fuck you talking about?
Mm. Do y'all feel like y'all need therapy?
Nah.
Has that ever crossed your mind? I might need therapy.
But see, the thing is, my therapy is my homeboys. If I ain't got true homeboys to talk to, then yeah, I would have therapy.
I don't got it rough right now that well, I think I need therapy, but I'm not. I mean, I'm not opposed to it if shit get real bad. You know what mm-hmm.
I don't think it's like you have to be rough. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to let some shit off. You know, been through it where you just got to talk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't want nobody even say nothing. Mm-hmm. You just want to talk it off. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, okay, you good? Mm-hmm. I had some friends let it go. I'm like, okay, you good?
Therapy costs. That's the whole thing.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Like, everybody don't have the finances to actually pay for therapy, so shit. Mm-hmm. What I do is I don't cry much, but if I need to cry, go fucking cry.
Yeah. Find your corner. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Talk to the homies. Mm-hmm. Get high. Go mm-hmm. beat off or something, nigga.
Okay, Dave.
No, I'm telling you. All that's right. Stress relieving right there.
I feel you, but you got shit going on. I don't care that you want to beat off.
But I didn't say I want to beat off. I'm just saying to release stress. So you know what I mean? Go fucking pop one off real quick by yourself. You know
therapy
what I mean?
Is good, though.
Come back.
I feel like it.
And smoke one.
No matter how you get it, therapy is
my
good
mind.
For everybody.
I'll tell you that much.
I thought I needed therapy for like at least over a year now, but I be chilling because I told you, Dave, my therapist.
I don't want to be a therapist, nigga. Go pay somebody.
Dave's not a good therapist.
I'm not.
Obviously.
I'm not trying to be.
Apparently he's not. Listen to him.
I'm not saying he won't give you good advice, but sometimes like he'll get tired of you.
No, but like what he said.
Shut up, nigga.
Like he just get. I can't relax on it. Yo, Dave, I don't give a fuck.
He don't be giving a fuck. Do
fucking
he Moses.
Wrong. I'm not talking. Dave, why would you say
what?
That?
What?
That's what I'm saying. Because he gets so mad. He be like, just fucking wrong. I don't care.
Just fucking wrong.
I asked you what kind of gift to give.
Just fucking wrong. I never. I've never told you.
Oh
that.
My
that.
God!
That's he's crazy. Saying that, but that's what he is. He goes left. Just get us some hamburgers. I'm not talking about that, Dave. I gotta.
Dave don't never give a fuck, do he?
Nah, that's a lie.
Nah, Dave don't get bonus.
Yo, her feet stink. What am I supposed to do about it?
What am I supposed to do about it?
Yeah,
no.
What,
nigga,
just don't be with it. Cut off her feet.
No,
that's what he's
I'm gonna ask you. How's her pussy?
Wait, what?
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean her feet stink. Okay.
Great.
How's her pussy?
Just
it's
soak
fire.
Her feet at night. You know what I'm saying?
What feet? You know what I mean?
You see
I
what
even
know
Shorty had feet. You know what I mean? Tell Shorty to put some socks on.
Oh my God.
Damn. You know what I mean?
Come to me, man. You got problems.
Slip the Vans on Shorty feet.
I'll help you out, bro. Come to me. Dave's not going to tell you what to do.
Nah, I'm a good friend. Fuck y'all niggas.
You ain't a good friend.
Good friend, but
a good
fuck
friend
us.
With drunken advice.
Oh my God.
I let y'all niggas know when y'all getting too fucked up out here.
Yeah, you do.
I do it in a good way, in a funny way.
I don't like the way you do it.
I shame you, yes.
You have a picture of me that you won't even let me see.
I'm showing everybody else.
Like, this nigga shows everybody else but me.
But it's the funniest.
What the fuck? Can I see it so I can laugh too? The fuck, my nigga?
You seen yourself.
I'm going to get it painted.
I'm going to jump up. You know what I'm saying? The way he was, he jumped
out. I just told you niggas earlier I've been working out. It's a lot of grass outside. I promise you. We can
you
fight.
You too tired to even swing. Shut up. You talking about you can't even lift your legs up.
That shit was crazy.
How the fuck you going to fight?
Yeah, listen, I don't know what you and CJ been doing.
You better
relax. I
don't
want to get physical with
relax.
You at all. I want to do no physical activities with you.
I was going to try to be like, I want to work out with y'all.
Let's go, man.
Oh, my God, man. I hate y'all, man. Shout out to CJ. Hey, bring your ass to work, nigga.
I can't pull my legs up.
Show me in. I fucking hate you, niggas. Hey, Moses, what else you got on your list over there? Because I'm tapped out, and I don't fuck with you niggas. Y'all niggas, man, I'm telling you, after this episode, we fighting.
I want to smack your face. That's what's on this.
All right, cool. Don't worry about it.
So let's talk about that. I've been wanting to smack your face ever since we started.
Why?
No, I'm just joking.
Why? It's a light skin, dark skin thing?
No, I would never smack your face, man. Don't do that. Light
nah, because that's how you thing. Do. That's how you be moving.
What kind of toothpaste you buy? Is it dark or light skinned?
Colgate?
It's light skinned.
That's light skinned? So what I'm supposed to get?
It's blue. You don't get the white.
Nigga, what you got with that list?
Shut up,
it's
dude.
White. It's white. It's white.
I'm just mad because his neck hurt.
Yo, this movie you got on is trash. It got gravy in it. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, hoops in it,
what?
Too.
Get out of here. There's some nice tattoos they got on there. You just mad because the tattoos they did in prison.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so you think the New World Order is happening?
Oh, shit. You want to go there?
Huh? Is the New World Order happening, huh? Hey. Killing niggas, hanging niggas?
You should have asked that when Skull was here.
Word. Shout out to Skull.
He'd have had all the answers for you.
Well, what do you hold up? What
have
do you,
some answers right now?
What do you think? Do you know Moses? What do you think? Do you think there's a new world order coming?
Hmm?
I can see it. Everybody's controlled now by a virus.
All I'm saying is like this shit been going on.
Just put a mask on, nigga.
You just got to pay attention. Why? Think about it. If you put a mask on, you really gonna get something from that? You already gonna have it. That mask is not really gonna protect you. It's just something to make money.
Well, they
you
got
to see what's going on.
They got us right
and
now.
And figure out.
Oh, my bad. They got us right now required to wear masks wherever you go inside of a grocery store.
I'm sorry.
Like, everywhere, man. It's crazy. Yeah. Here in North Carolina.
I mean, just around the world. It is, you know what I mean? Niggas is trying to. I don't know all about that New World Order shit, but.
I'm not putting.
You know they're trying to control us, Dave. Come on.
Yeah, I'm not putting nothing past these niggas. You know what I mean? I'm putting nothing past these niggas. If they try to make that vaccine a requirement type shit,
with a chip in it.
I mean, I don't know. Possibly.
Some shit I saw. I don't know.
Chip.
Yeah.
Chip a lip.
Yeah. Fuck all that though.
Nah, you can't do none of that shit with me. Oh, I seen that the head sheriff here in Fayetteville said, yo, the Market House got to go.
Oh, what?
Yeah, you know, he black guy. Shout out to
him.
He
black guy, too, yeah.
Yeah, he said, no, that shit got to go.
I like
that shit the fuck out of here.
I don't think he has any power.
I don't know. I don't think he does but either, but I'm telling you what he said.
But, yeah, I agree with him. I ride with him. Look, I ride with him.
Nah, it's got to go.
Especially when you know what's going on. Like, you know you can't control nothing and people just say something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just get tired of people saying something and it never really happens. Or it happens or it flips up something else. You know what I'm saying? Stop telling me half of the truth. Tell me the whole truth. That's never going to happen, though. They show you half of the truth, even on TV. Show you a little bit what's going on, but not really.
They give you any truth on TV, really. They just give you what
they marketing,
what
but sometimes they show you some shit.
Whatever narrative they want to push.
Shit's crazy.
I seen they took down a Confederate monument in the Haymont area out there in the Ville.
I didn't even know they had one out there.
Yeah, they took it down.
That's good.
Removal.
Yeah.
Good. Action out here in the Ville.
I like it.
Shout out to the Ville.
Who was it a monument of?
Doesn't matter. We ain't bigging that up. We ain't saying no names. Fuck them.
Oh, he was a Confederate. He was a loser.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was a monument.
I don't know why are these people getting mad about taking statues of losers down. Them niggas was losers. At the end of the day, man, you lost the war. You're a fucking loser. Why you get a statue?
They had them.
That's the whole thing. Is a lot of people got a statue that ain't did shit. Fuck them.
Where's my statue at? I ain't did a goddamn thing.
Nah, but fuck that. How do you control your anger, man?
Smoke weed.
I told you. Stress, you smoke weed. Mm-hmm. I smoke weed.
Alcohol. Like a loser.
If he didn't have that on.
My anger. I don't get mad. So I try to. You gotta breathe, man. Yeah. Just gotta breathe.
Okay.
And I try to realize that a lot of shit ain't as serious as people, you know what I mean, take. And shit, a lot of shit shouldn't be as serious as people take it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But people take a lot of bullshit serious. It's a sensitive world we live in.
Right.
Okay. It's a sensitive ass world we live in. I don't get too mad because like what Dave said, it ain't that serious to me. Unless you want to make it that serious. But okay. I don't want to. I want to mind my business and go home to my kids.
All right.
You know what I mean? But it's like people need to stop being sensitive, and if it's the, if anything is the truth, it's just the fucking truth. It just is what it is. Deal with it.
Yeah, I smoke a lot.
And smoke.
Whole lot.
Drink. And mind my business. I try to stay out the way. Fuck all that other shit, man.
You just got to try to look at the bigger picture in whatever situation you're trying to be in. You know what I mean? It, whatever situation you're in. Like, you know, like, shit. Somebody fucking with you that way out in public. Your main objective, like Cuz says, to get home to your family. You know what I mean? So if whatever that in, you know, whatever you got to do that, if you got to defuse the situation, if you got to fucking be the bigger person and kind of look like the coward, sometimes you got to be the bigger person and walk away.
You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Just fucking walk away.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right. Okay. So that's how you do it?
Yeah.
Smoke weed.
Smoke weed.
Well, I like it. How you but, do it? How you do it?
And jerk off when you need to, like I said before.
First of all, I'm Gemini. So our anger's crazy. We pop off, we pop off. We ain't got time for the bullshit.
Yeah, I don't do shit.
So, man, because like, most of the time we cool.
Fucking, you know, Gemini. I'm a Gemini.
Get out of here. Shut up. That would be a light-skinned thing to say. But anyways,
I'm a Gemini.
Like I'm saying, what are you? What is your sign?
I'm a Gemini. All
right, I'm a Gemini. It has a whole lot to do with everything.
What is your sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Yeah, like I thought. So anyways,
you thought
my anger is
nothing.
my anger is different. You know what I'm saying? So if I do get angry, I know how to control it. But what I do is not try to think too hard on it. Because sometimes I think people think too hard on the situation.
Make yourself more mad and shit.
Yeah, right? Just make yourself angry, especially. It's really not that. It's really not deep. Because you got to think about it. If you do fight that person, you whoop their ass, like, it's really not worth it. You know what I'm saying? Especially when
it'd be worth it sometime, though.
Nah, but you know, fighting, sometimes it's not worth it. Especially what you got going on. But sometimes if you in that position, knock a motherfucker out. I don't give a fuck about no controlling anger. Let the anger out. Whoop a nigga ass. Sick of the bullshit. I'm trying to control my anger with weed. Fuck the weed. I'll put the blunt out on your face. The fuck you talking about?
Because I'm a Gemini.
Yeah, because I'm a Gemini.
I got you, man.
Hairy face.
Hairy face.
Because I'm a Gemini.
Sick of you.
Oh, man. We going to get the fuck out of here.
Shaped up like this nigga in the movie, the crackhead.
What?
My hands don't grill like they supposed to. Patches.
Oh, I wanted to say this too. I seen the NBA and NBPA are planning to allow players to replace the last name on their jerseys with statement on social justice. That's fire.
Okay. How long is they going to do that for?
Just
for the season?
I guess for the rest of the season. Cause you know the season's coming back July 31st. They playing in Florida. I'm ready. I need some NBA in my life. Definitely ready. Episode 82 out this bitch.
You dirty water. Shut up.
Dirty water. What?
Go first ahead. Of all, shut up.
Talk shit, nigga.
Anyways, like I was saying, my other question is.
Oh, you got more.
Don't look at me like that. Go ahead.
Shut up. Oh, trim face. Do you like trim pussy? Trim face ass nigga. Patches. You like patches on the pussy? Everywhere, Kit Kat. Kit Kat, nanny pack. Give it up, come on.
First of all, I'm cool with either or. If it's hairy,
I'm cool with
if
either.
It's got the landing
Chewbacca
strip.
Or...
If it's got the landing strip, if it's bald, I'm cool with I'm cool with it all.
What if it's a crooked landing
My
strip?
My preference is bald, but I'm cool with it all.
The batteries line went out.
Huh? You said what?
What if it's a crooked landing strip? Still stick on that.
So it's going to the left a little bit.
I don't feel like niggas. I don't feel like niggas care. Niggas like, what the fuck?
Niggas
is
not giving a fuck, you man. Goddamn,
Elvis Presley. Okay, I dig it.
You look like you love a bushy ass pussy.
I don't like
pussy.
That bushy. Man. You get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know.
I don't like no lit and pussy.
So, were you a baldy?
Pussy got sideburns like the 70s and shit. No, we don't need those sideburns.
I like a pyramid.
I like a pyramid. This pyramid nigga.
Hearts.
Like little designs and shit.
Put designs on it. Put my name on it.
Put my name on it.
Huh?
Like, my name.
Is that because you're a Gemini?
What the fuck is you?
Then
because you're light skinned, you gonna say
well,
that question?
Well, what? Well, I'm the only one them going to the light skinned dark skin.
You trying to come out with them light skinned comebacks you're trying to make right now?
Because you a Gemini?
Shut the fuck up. Even your wife looking sad over there. I wish she please.
Oh my
stop.
God, look.
I am trying to.
The shit niggas make up.
She was looking at the movie enjoying herself. She had to look at the phone. Let me just look at the phone.
Oh my God.
I'm going to try to find a joke. I'm sick of this.
This motherfucking dirty word. Hold on. Ask Dave. How you like it?
First of all, don't ask me that. Yeah. And we gonna move
Dave
on.
Dave like
there.
It like a shaped Cinnabon.
You know what? Dave a bushy ass
yeah,
nigga
he
too.
He shaped
man.
Like a Cinnabon. Make
he
it
like
Cinnabon.
The bushy.
I just told you those sideburns, and now I like it bushy.
Mm-hmm. You like the cinnamon bun?
What the fuck is that?
You like it?
What swirl? Is that?
You put the icing on it?
Oh shit.
This nigga.
You nasty, Dave. You nasty.
Shorty got finger waves. Yeah.
You wash your dick in the sink?
That's a cinnamon bun.
A cinnamon bun? You wash your dick in the sink?
All right, we got to get the fuck. Oh, my God.
What?
I'm getting the fuck out of here. I am not fucking with these niggas.
She had a shitting bun, so I gave it a frosting. Then I washed my dick in the sink.
Oh, my God.
I'm a real nigga.
This is episode 82, right? Of Dirty Water Podcast.
You want the dirty shit? I'm going to give you the dirty shit. Huh?
Rest in peace, OG, man.
Rest in peace, OG, man.
Fuck it. Check us out on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. You can check us out on Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast.
You like the shit like chicken feet.
What?
Shape like a chicken feet. I want to feel
I'm not
like
fucking
I'm,
with Moses.
I
want
to feel
this
like I'm from my roots.
A fucking fool. Instagram,
you got a
dirty.
Chain for my leg. I want to feel like I'm Kunta when I'm banging.
Instagram, Dirty Water_Podcast. My Kunta. Shit is Dirty Water Lex on fucking Instagram. What's your shit, Dave?
Your shit is Dirty Lexington.
My name is Lexington on there. No,
Dirty Water Dave B.
We getting the fuck out of here. Keep fucking with us. We
dirty
appreciate
water,
it.
One nibble D.
This nigga always talking shit. Won't even get no social media.
I'm not getting it.
Get
fuck
the
that.
Fuck out of here, man.
I'm talking about my nipples. Man.
Yeah.
When I get them, put your face on.
Nah, don't do that.
With the drool.
Oh, my God. Fuck y'all niggas. I'm out of here, man. Episode 82. Keep fucking with us,
I'm
man.
I'm
going to
show them the drunk picture.
2-6, and.
What was it? You're ready.
Can you please give me a dirty water that Jesus walked on?